The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing all right. But, you know, Mike, I want to start off the show here with, listen, we should take, you know, a little moment of silence here. The show's being done on the weekend of September 11th, and it's hard to believe and imagine it is the 20th anniversary of September 11th. So let's take a moment of silence here right now in memory of that terrible day and all the people who you know, gave it all and lost their lives. All right. It is hard to believe that that was 20 years ago, wasn't it, Mike?
20 years. Wow.
Yeah, it just really, really is. You know, it is amazing. And, you know, it's this time of year, at least for me, and I know the same for you. We're similar people, is that you think about it and it just bugs you.
Yeah, oh, every year on the anniversary, right? I mean, it's just, you always reflect and, you know, you think about that day and you think about, you know, people that you know. You know,
right.
Some of us know people that were lost, and you just think about every, you know, where were you when it happened type of thing. So it brings back a flood of thoughts.
Yeah, and you know what's what's weird for me is that each year as my children get older, you know, and they ask questions about it, you know, explaining it to them, because neither one of my children were alive at that, you know, point in time. So it's just, strange. And it's just, and I do honestly, I get mad every now and then too, thinking about it. But, you know, a lot's changed in the world. And, you know, here we are. And we're into September of 2021 now. And we have a whole bunch of new dynamics and things that are going on out there in the world. But, you know, we're here to talk to people about their money, Mike, and, you know, trying to educate and motivate so they don't procrastinate, help them make smart decisions, prevent them from, if we can, from making some mistakes, and, you know, keep the ball moving forward.
Yeah, that's what we do, and that's, you know, here we are again this week to do so. And, you know, Doug, like you said, here we are, you know, going to be September 11th, you know, this weekend, and summer's done now, right? I mean, kids are back in school.
Yep.
I mean, I know we kind of sound like a broken record. And, you know, you and I believe that, hey, it's always a good time to take care of your finances.
Right.
You should always be paying attention. So we don't need an excuse. But when you think about it, over the years, you and I have talked about from Labor Day to, like, Thanksgiving is kind of a sweet spot, right? Because you kind of – summer's over, vacations are over, kids are back in school, no holidays – let's do something for yourself. We're winding into the year end. Things may need to be done.
Yeah.
Before you get hit, well, you know, it's the holidays. I'm busy. Family's coming. I'm traveling, et cetera, so on. So we're in that spot now that, you know, you and I believe people need to concentrate and focus here a little bit.
Well, you know something, Mike, you're right. And, you know, while that's our feeling, and it's always our feeling, like you said, I will also tell you that historically speaking, this is when you all listeners, general public, tend to pay attention to your money. You give it a good look from like February to April. Mm-hmm. Then you give it a good look again from like September to, like you said, November. And so it's usually those periods of time when we get busy and people start paying attention. So our job is to come on the radio here and be encouraging and optimistic so that we can make you take advantage and take some steps and look at things going. Mike, we're in September here of 2021. Markets have been bouncing around all-time highs for quite some time now. And, you know, here we are in the beginning of September, and we've seen a little bit of pressure here, you know, in the market. We've seen some, you know, a little bit of uncertainty. And it always makes me feel as though when we see this, we need to come on and emphasize to people that you got to be paying attention, especially when markets are here, because there's a good chance that your accounts are hovering around all-time highs. You're getting older. Time's marching on. You may be getting closer to retirement. You may already be in retirement. You may be getting closer to a child, you know, needing a college education or whatever the goal or the objective may be. And you got to make sure that you have your ducks in a row, if you will, just in case that the market pulls back. Because I know it's going to pull back at some point in time.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too. Like, we talk about September, October, usually, you know, people focusing. I wouldn't be so surprised either that there's been a lot of volatility through history, okay, between in September, October, you know, and I just wonder sometimes if, volatility could be up and it can be down, you know,
right.
But I wonder during the down periods if that brings people to the table to kind of caught their attention and said, wow, you know, market's really getting hit here. Because there's been some rough September, Octobers. Now, that's
certainly has.
That's not a prediction for this year or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, we've seen volatility, and if there is a lot of volatility, it also coincides with people looking to retire at their end, right? And that kind of gets people. So what's, you know, I guess for lack of better words, kind of what's going on, folks? Are you retiring? Are you thinking about retiring? You know, like, get out in front of it before the volatility gets out in front of you.
Yeah, and there's some things that in the short term that are coming up that, you know, make me want to keep a close eye on things. And maybe, you know, we should talk to people about trying to, you know, protect or doing something with their funds before something bad happens.
Sure.
Right? Because that's, you know, that makes sense a lot. But the enhanced unemployment stopped. All right. So I think that's going to, my opinion, could have a temporary negative impact on the overall economy, which could have a negative impact on the market.
Yeah, yeah, sure. All makes sense, and I guess, you know, not that we're arguing sides, but the other side of the coin too could be people may get some jobs.
Well, but there's going to be a lag.
Yeah, and that may create an economic, you know, people consumer spending. So, but we're never sure. That's the point, right?
That's
the
point.
You know, what you think's going to happen probably won't happen because that's how it usually works. But, you know, Doug, the other thing too is we're kind of talking about the fall and year end is capital gain season's around the corner too for us, right? And taxation and looking at portfolios and stuff like that, right? The capital gain tax could possibly even change next year, right? That's a wild card that's out on the table. So there's a lot of things that could affect the market or affect you that kind of got to get looked at here in this closing window of the year.
Yeah, you know, Mike, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there right now who are still, you know, trying to do it themselves, right, obviously. And to those people out there, I think that as the accounts get larger and larger and larger, right, you really ought to consider meeting with or discussing, you know, your circumstance with us. Because it's getting to the point where, you know, you could make mistakes and they could be really costly. And that's where, you know, we want to try to help you avoid mistakes. And there comes a point in time when you have to realize that you may not be the professional in this. So you may be better off by sitting and talking with somebody. And it's just my, you know, my feeling. It's, and we talk about this and you bring it up all the time, about doing stuff around the house, right? There's little jobs I'll do around the house, okay? Whereas if I mess it up, it's not going to cost me a whole, you know, ton of money to have somebody come and fix it.
It's a learning lesson.
Right? Okay. So, but there's bigger jobs that you got to know when it's over your head. Mm. And the same thing comes true with your money. You got to, at some point in time, in my opinion, realize that this may be over your head.
I agree. And the thing, Doug, I think you we started talking about do-it-yourselfers, and sometimes do-it-yourselfers, they feel like they're doing really well. They've accumulated a good sum of money, mm-hmm. and so on. And that's all true.
Right.
But it's the tweak here or there. They're not looking. They don't need a mass overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to your money, 90% is not good enough.
Right.
Another 10% can make a big difference. You know what I'm saying? The tweak here or there can really protect you in some way or help you in some way or whatever. And that's what they have to realize.
Right. And that's where the value, you know, has to come into play. And, you know, that's what I think that we do a good job of bringing to the table for people.
Doug, we always talk about, you know, when people come in, we want it to be an active partnership.
Right.
Now, I get it. Some people are saying, well, I can't be active because I don't know what I'm doing. We'll help you. We'll take care of you. Don't worry about that. But if you feel like you know what you're doing, then come on in and let's have an active partnership. And that means let's discuss and ideas and stuff like that and see if anything makes sense.
Well, Mike, how about this little twist to active partnership where somebody may say to you, I don't know what I'm doing, so it can't be an active partnership. And no, actually, your input is critical. My job is one thing. Your job is another thing. Your job is to tell us what you want done. Where your active part comes into the equation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having a landscaper come to your house, Mike. If you envision in your house, listen, I'd like to have, you know, it look like this over there or something over there.
Yeah.
If you don't tell them that, that's the active part of the partnership, right?
Right, and you may not have the backhoe or to be able to dig the holes to plant and, you know, do all that.
Or how about this, Mike? I bring up landscaping, and I know your family has some expertise in this area, is that what if my thought about putting a certain type of tree or bush or shrub where I want it to, it's not going to make it. It's not going to live. It's going to die. It's going to be a waste of money.
Right.
Well, the same thing holds true. You know, we can bring that value to somebody with their financial life. What if they're going to stick some sort of, you know, financial instrument or financial vehicle into their situation? And it's like, that's not right. That's going to hurt you, not help you.
Yeah. And I've had conversations with people in the past, like, would it be like, hey, it's fine to do something, but don't do that, whatever
right.
you do. You know, do anything else but that in that spot.
Yeah.
Just to bring the knowledge and advice. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Doug, we're in, you know, time to kind of look at things and get things going and kind of step up. And, you know, here we are again trying to bring awareness to it and trying to bring certain scenarios to people.
You know, Mike, what I'd like to do is in the next segment of the show, if it's all right with you, is that I want us to spend some time and talk to people about why panic and apathy are probably neither good for your financial situation.
Correct. Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
Oh,
we'll take some time. We'll talk about it.
More than okay.
Yeah, because unfortunately, those tend to be the two emotions and things that we see happening with people when it comes to their financial lives, is that they'll panic and make a decision, or they'll just be totally apathetic about it and not do anything. All right?
Yep.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Michael and I come out here each week and talk to you, and we hope to educate you and motivate you to get you to take charge of your financial life. And, you know, for 25 years, we've been coming on the air here and trying our best to do this for you and give you, you know, timely and topical information that's current, you know, that is up to date with tax laws and whatever else may be out there. And, you know, so we're trying really hard to do that, and we hope we are. And if we're not, we'd like to hear from you and, you know, something else that you'd like for us to talk about. But, Mike, so let's, you know, take some time here and let's tell them what we told them.
Yeah, it's you know, it's been retirement income month, and you know, we've talked about different things every week. And, you know, why don't we break down, Doug, roll back a couple weeks to the first week and what we talked about.
Well, that's a great point and a great thing to do, Mike, because what we spoke about in the first week was the first thing you should do.
Yeah.
Right? Understand what you want to accomplish and do in your retirement time. What's your life going to look like a little bit? Not. It's often that we get people who come through the door and they'll say, you know, my bills right now are $5,000 a month. I'm making up a number. And that's what we need or want for retirement. And I said, well, what's your retirement going to look like? And I give them the hard question, right? That's the easy question. It's easy to add up your bills and say, this is what we need. The hard question is, tell me what your life's going to look like in retirement. And this is where I think that we bring a lot of value and we make people think, okay, this is, don't go into retirement without a game plan. We've seen people do that. And for many people, it's a very stressful circumstance when you go without a game plan.
Well, you know, Doug, first off, I think you and I, the way we're speaking right now, we take it for granted. We know that people should be saying, what should retirement look like?
Right.
But I think our experiences tell us most people's idea of being able to retire is, what are my bills? Okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. We can retire. And I think the message here, folks, is retirement is not just I can pay my utility bills. That's not retirement. Think about it. Think about that on the surface. That's a need, right? That's a what you need, right, mm-hmm. to exist, to live. You need lights, you need heat, you know, the whole deal. We get it. Your retirement needs to be expansive. When you sit down and say, what's my retirement? It's exactly what Doug is saying. It's what do I want it to look like? Not only for financial reasons, but for social. I mean, to be able to have fun and live and what am I doing with myself? I recently spoke to a client that was down Florida for a few weeks, and he's always told me that's what he wants, that's what he wants, what he wants, and he was able to go for an extended trip and came back and told me, oh, by the way, this retirement stuff didn't work out too well, like I was boreder than bored, you know, and I'm laughing because the way he said it to me, I was like, wow, you know, so retirement is not just financial, which we're here to talk about,
right?
But there is a social aspect to it.
Well, that is... I was waiting for you to finish. First of all, you left part of the story out.
What?
About his wife informing him that that house is not big enough.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but aside from that, right? Kidding aside. From the chairs that we sit in and the purchase that we're on and, you know, our viewpoint for people that we help and people that we work with, the social change that takes place in your life from working to not working is dramatic. And we see it, folks. And, you know, so one of the things that you have to understand and realize is the people that you've spent most of your time with on a daily basis in your office, at your job, during your employment, those are the people who you're socializing with during the day. You may say, yeah, but it's at work. Yeah, I understand that. I get it. But you're not going to see them anymore on every day, all day. I'm not saying you're not going to see them anymore. I hope that you have plans to see them. So one of the exercises that, you know, we've had people do in, you know, is look at your network of people right now who you got to take away from the equation, the people who you work with. Who are you going to socialize with?
Yeah. And you know what, Doug, even when people sit down to plan their retirement and just kind of like the thread that's in you, for lack of a better word, is that there's people that say, I'm going to retire. I want out of this job, but I'm still going to continue to do something.
Right.
And then there's people that'll come in and say, hey, Mike, hey, Doug, let's plan this thing as if I don't work anymore.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to catch my breath here for a while, and I'll probably end up doing something because I don't see myself being able to do it. So even from a work aspect, forget the hey, socializing, you know, did I go on the cruise or did we go wherever? Even from a work aspect, there's a lot of people out there that just can't turn it off and say, I'm done and I'm never going to work again. They're just too industrious. They need to always be doing something. That's your nature. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's great. It keeps you young, I think. My opinion.
How many 80-somethings, Doug, do we have as clients that are still working, still doing stuff?
Correct. Correct. You know, it's just the way that it is. And, you know, Mike, as we sit here and we go through this and we think about it, is that I also had a conversation with one of my clients 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't remember. She told me she's retirement is now a reality in sight. Maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, doesn't know, because she's got the type of job where after an election, she could find herself out of work. All right. So, but she told me this. I said, okay, what's the game plan? And I'm going to buy an RV because that's what I want to do. I want to, you know, I want to go on trips and I want to drive around and I want to do that. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And then was really cool. She said, oh, yeah, go to this website, you know, when I'm talking to her, and look at these RVs. And these things are phenomenal. I don't know if you've seen them, you know, nowadays, right? These things are beyond. But then I hit her with this question. All right, what are you going to do when you come home from the trip? I don't know. I said, okay, you need to think about this, all right? Because once the trip's over and you're back home, what's your day going to look like? You do me a favor. You have to think about this kind of stuff. And it's weird, I think, for some people listening to the show right now, until they get to know us as advisors, as people, and all. Some people may be saying, why are you having this conversation with people? They're just coming to you to manage their money.
Well, you know what, Doug, if I may interrupt you for a second, is that that's a great point, because the opposite side is, and we're telling you to do things socially, but life is not a vacation every day.
Right.
Just as, you know, people, A, probably she can't afford to do it, but B, we don't do it as people. And, you know, and I got to tell you, I don't think there's ever been a time I've been away, and I've always had a good time or whatever. But when you come home, there's something about being home. It's
right.
Just like, oh, it's good to be home. You know, it's like good week away, good 4 days away, whatever. Great to be home now. And that's the point. So then what happens when you are home?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to think about, you know, from the working to the socially to the traveling. But I guess our message to you is retirement has to be well thought out and not just I have enough money to pay the taxes and the utilities.
Right. So then once we go through this process, you know, and we start to think, you know, talk to you about this. And for a lot of people, you know, that process isn't a very long period of time. Like, we can have that conversation in, you know, 15 minutes time frame and get that, you know, get that accomplished and get it laid out, or at least I can get you to start to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the next thing that comes in is now we have to analyze the overall retirement situation financially. What sources of income do we have coming through the door, right? Where do we know we're getting money from when we decide not to work anymore? Is there a pension plan at work? Is there Social Security involved? Where is the money going to come from? And one of the challenges that people are having right now is converting their retirement savings into retirement income. They just don't know how to do it. there's so many people out here right now who are great investors and savers when it comes to the retirement. They automatically take money out of their paycheck every single time it comes, you know, their paycheck comes, they invest it into their retirement account, and they're accumulating wealth, knowing in the back of their mind that the purpose of that wealth is to provide them with income, lifestyle sustaining income in retirement. But now the challenge comes, what do I do if I'm already retired? Or what do I do if I am now retirement on the horizon to get a grasp on all of this? And how much, you know, income can I count on, maybe even in some circumstances guaranteed, to come through the door on a monthly basis? And which financial instruments am I going to use to accomplish this?
Well, and that's a process, right, Doug, that we back into, right? Because and just to give you a quick methodology of how we do it. First off, let's just say, for example, I need $6,000 a month gross,
right,
to live my lifestyle, accomplish everything we talked about. So then we start with, well, what can we count on? What's guaranteed, if you will?
Right.
Okay. And obviously one that jumps in everybody's mind, well, Social Security.
Right.
Okay. And it's, you know, okay, mine's $2,700 a month. My wife is $1,500 a month, right, you know, type of thing. And then, you know, is there anything else that's guaranteed? Are there any pensions or any, you know, stuff like that? And then there's going to be a hole in your retirement plan generally.
Yes.
Okay. Not all the time, but, you know, generally.
Some people are fortunate and there's not a hole.
Right. But let's just say, okay, so I have $4,200 a month in guarantees, and I need $6,000. I need to come up with $1,800 a month.
Right.
What do I have that can get that $1,800 a month?
Right. And yeah, how, Mike, the other missing part is, how am I going to do this tax efficiently as well?
Sure.
I want to do two things. I want my money coming through the door, and I want to retire. Like you coined the phrase over the years, mailbox money. Maybe we've changed that to direct deposit money now, but the point is there.
Yeah.
Every month, how much money's in the mailbox? And then from there, where do we go?
Yeah. And so that's what, you know, so you get the whole idea of, you know, how you're thinking about your retirement, how now the income part comes, how we need to solve for it, and we need to always solve for it. We need to solve for it. Like Doug said, you want to do all the prudent, efficient taxation and all that type of stuff. And you want to do it with the path of least resistance, I'm going to say, okay, with the least amount of worries and concerns, and how do I get there without struggling through, oh, the market's up, the market's down, or what's happening with the economy? That's the goal. That's the broad strokes of, how do I get this done?
Well, that's really, at the end of the day, Mike, I think why people hire us then, right? For our, you know, our experience, our knowledge, and our wisdom to make the recommendations for the appropriate products, financial instruments at this stage of the game for them to accomplish their objectives.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's what people bring us in at the end of the day for, is to put all that together. And by doing and putting it all together means getting the right tools for you.
And that's why, Doug, if you are a listener to the show, you'll hear us talk sometimes and we'll say, you know, when you're set up and we got you set up in retirement, or our clients, go on your merry way and go enjoy yourself. And you're not worrying about, oh, what was the unemployment number today to the country? What was the stock market doing today? Well, oh, did interest rates go up? Did they go down? That clutter can get out of your head.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then, Mike, the final thing that we spoke about last week, so in the third week of this, what we spoke about was understanding Social Security, because a lot of people don't understand Social Security, when to take it, what's the appropriate, you know, selection to make for you and your family, and to coordinate it with all your assets. It's so important, and what people need to understand is that's a once-in-a-lifetime decision. When you make it, you make it.
Yeah, and it's not, well, what I do, Doug's family should do. It does not work that way.
Correct.
Because I know people say all the time, my buddy, my friend, my brother told me, do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's an individualized process. It's a once-in-a-lifetime decision. And, Doug, a lot of time, I mean, we help our clients. We do this, walk you through the process to try to say what's the best decision for you. And sometimes, if we're even lucky, it could be undetermined. And that's a good thing. We're saying, let's just see how we're going along, because if you hit full retirement age and you go past it, your Social Security check ratchets up,
right?
You know, by 8% a year, which is a pretty nice raise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's people that we're working with that are on the let's wait and see. We're good now. We're doing good. Let's keep bumping it down the road. Let's revisit this thing. And, you know, how are we? No, I'm good. And because sometimes, too, when, again, this is where when people go to retire and they get set up, then they'll say, hey, you know what? I'm doing a little this part time.
Right.
And that's, it almost becomes in lieu of turning on their Social Security,
sure,
should they be able to get bumps.
And then, you know, Mike, one of the other things with Social Security is that you really have to look at and understand the impact of Social Security, your Social Security selection, when one of you passes away. People overlook this so much, and it's where we see mistakes made often, especially if there's a couple of years disparity between, you know, husband and wife, age differential sometimes. You need to understand what you're doing and the selection that you're making and what are the opportunities for you at the point that you're taking it, but what are also the risks that you or your spouse are facing by taking it at certain ages. You just need to understand those two things to make an effective decision.
Yeah, and also, Doug, the disparity in the size of the checks comes into that, too.
100%.
That's a big one, right? And you and I have always said it's easier when you say, okay, hey, when I take mine at full retirement, make believe it's $2,000, and when my wife takes hers, it's $1,900. Well, there's really no difference between the two someday. Mm-hmm. So if I pass away, yeah, she gets $100 more, or if she passes away, I stick with my check. The disparity's not there. But sometimes, a lot of times, you'll see disparities where, oh, the husband's getting $2,400 and say the wife's going to get $1,300.
Right.
Well, that's sizable.
Yeah. And there's been times where we've, you know, in certain circumstances, made the suggestion with the client after we spoke to them is that, all right, well, maybe you start taking the lower one at a younger age to supplement your income a little bit, hold off on the higher one, let that continue to ratchet up because, yeah, okay, let's just make up a number. You're 1,000 short, mm-hmm, for your retirement objective right now. So let's take the lower one and let the higher one continue to ratchet up so that when inflation comes along and you get older and when one of you passes away, that Social Security check that remains is large.
Yeah, very, very, very individualized when it comes to Social Security, once in a lifetime. And all I say to you folks is before you elect to do something, don't measure once before you cut. Let's measure three times.
Yeah. No, and listen, the Social Security Administration is not going to give you guidance.
That's a great point, Doug.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you what to do.
No, it's not. They're not allowed to. It's right. Not their job. You know, they'll tell you straight up, I cannot give you advice on it. I can only give you the numbers. So, you know, that's important to know. All right, we are going to wrap up this segment here. I want to remind you guys that you have the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation with Michael or myself. And we've got offices in Parsippany, in Martinsville, Clark, Toms River, and meeting facility in Manasquan. So if you can hear this show, chances are we've got an office in close proximity to you. And if you need to, we're old school guys. We'll make a house call, or we're also set up in this crazy world that we're in right now with the pandemic to satisfy your needs for a virtual meeting or a telephone meeting, whatever's easiest for you. That's what we're here for. So, again, the number is 855-262-3722. Mike, anything you want to add here?
No, we're good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it, 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks, 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope that you're getting some good value out of the show, and really hope that we're making the point to you, a couple of points to you, I should say. The most important point that I want for Michael and myself to make to you is you got to pay attention to what's going on with your money, right, Mike? I mean, regardless, whether you work with us or somebody else, you need to pay attention.
First and foremost.
Right? And then the second thing is that you need to make sure that you're getting recommendations based on your goals, needs, and objectives. And I do firmly believe, especially at times like right now, experience is important. Just you know, my take on it.
Oh, sure. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, those are the things. And, you know, Doug, again, you know, we talked about, you know, dedicating the month to retirement income. We feel it's that important because you and I know when we sit and talk to people, that almost seems like the Super Bowl. That's what everybody's right. Kind of striving for, right? You kind of play the regular season, working all these years because why? You want to retire. And then when you retire, you need what? Income to go enjoy your life. So I'm glad we did it. I'm glad people are taking initiative and taking steps forward. And I'm happy to see it all.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I really believe that. Folks, let's all, I mean, we've said it, we'll accept it. 2020 was a year like no other year and hopefully a year that we never see again, okay? And it was a year where everybody was focused on their health and not their wealth. And that's fine. I get it. You know, that's, but I think that there's a lot of people out there, Mike, who are saying, okay, you know, I need to do both now. And we want to urge you to do both. You can't, we really were, I'm going to say blessed last year in a lot of ways because the financial markets could have easily gone in a completely opposite direction than they went in.
Well, you know, Doug, I'm going to say this and tell me if you agree, and I've never said this in front of you. Last year's downturn in the market, you know, that March when the whole pandemic kind of went full throttle, that whole steep downturn, and as we all know, the markets have rallied back. But I think in our time of practicing, it was probably one of the least talked about or concerned about periods.
Yep.
Okay, because of what was happening to everybody's health, and we were just worrying about, quite frankly, can I get toilet tissue at the store?
Right.
Okay, I mean, let's go back. That was the big, you can't get toilet tissue, you can't get paper towels. So people weren't, hey, the market's down 30%, or hey, this happened to my, they weren't focused on it. They were focused on survival, basic needs, health,
mm-hmm.
right? And people, unfortunately, passing away, as tragic as it was. So we kind of went through that whole period, and then the markets did a pretty snapback pretty quickly
yes.
off of that. So it kind of all came and went before thing. But the focus has to be this year because we're still not out of the woods,
mm-mm.
okay, economically. We're just not. I mean, I know we keep talking about when things get better in the vaccines, and yeah, it all seems logical and likely, but last year wasn't logical and likely at this point that we were going to say, well, in March, there was going to be a major downturn because there was going to be a thing called the pandemic that's coming to our country.
Right. So we need to emphasize to you that you have to pay attention now here. There is a good possibility that your account right now is at the highest level or in the range of the highest level that it's ever been at before. And, you know, Mike, we've had a couple of people this week accept our recommendations and understand our advice and guidance and make some changes to their overall, you know, portfolio and their overall circumstance because of conversations we had about, okay, this account's sitting at an all-time high right now. We're in striking distance of retirement. If we can solidify some other areas of your retirement right now with these assets at this level, doesn't that make sense to do? And congratulations to the people who said yes, because we've, you know, as you know, this week there were a few people that we've, you know, that we did some work with, and that's what we, you know, we did. And I'm urging everybody out there to at least look at this circumstance and situation and see if it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what you're really trying to do, and when you get to that level, then what are you going to do about it?
Right.
And I say that in a good way,
mm-hmm.
right? And yeah, it's another thing, Doug. You know, since we're going to talk about what we've been doing and all that type of stuff, is, you know, it's been coming across my desk is a couple of old retirement plan rollovers, and I think that's also part of the times. People that lost jobs, mm-hmm. you know, during this whole crazy 2020, people that decided not to go back anymore and said, you know what, I'm done now. You know, I'm not going to go forward or I don't, you know, hey, I was going into the city and I don't want to have to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm good. This is the thing. So I'm seeing a lot of the what do I do with this old retirement plan now that,
right.
that I'm not there anymore. I'm not working anymore or doing that. That's been a pretty common theme, but pretty active theme. I'm glad to see people not leaving money behind, you know, not just saying, oh, well, I'm done with that now.
Well,
you know.
Ignoring it. Because
yeah.
some people could choose to leave it there if they want that. That's one of the options, you know, that often, you know, takes place. And it's one of the things that people have, you know, if that's your circumstance. And we have to review that. And we do review all the different, you know, options with people out there that are, you know, that you do have with money, retirement plan money that, you know, maybe it, you know, a former advisor, I mean, a former employer or whatever, you know, the circumstance is. And Mike, you know, this week somebody called into the office too, and, you know, they said that they wanted to come in and go over stuff because their exact words to me was, I feel kind of abandoned by, you know, the person that I'm working with. I called them numerous times. I didn't get a call back from them. You know, it's just, you know, I need to explore this and see what I'm doing. And I do think that's probably more common out there than we realize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, just, you know, again, you know, people sitting on accounts and stuff like that they haven't been looked at or they haven't done anything. And that's part of it. And, you know, Doug, I guess you and I can't stress it enough. Whatever's going on in your financial world, you have to look at it. You know what I'm saying? You have to, what's happening? What's going on? And guess what? you may be okay. We're not saying it has to be changed. You may be okay.
Right.
But like whether it's an old retirement plan or whether it's an account you have and you haven't, you know, looked at it or done anything. And certainly if you're going through transitional process in your financial world, right? Like if you're, you know, you're accumulating assets or you're no longer employed or, you know, you're heading into retirement or you're getting ready for retirement. And like Doug said, maybe the counts are up and maybe they are doing well, but should anything be done about it? See, you know, just because they're going up doesn't mean there's nothing to be done. And just because they go down means everything needs to be done.
Correct. Correct. And just because they're going up doesn't necessarily mean something needs to be done.
Correct.
You need to get in and take a look at it and see, you know, what's going on. And, you know, there's, as I told somebody on the phone this week, listen, there's plenty of times people come through the door and we're like, you're on track. You know, what you have going on right here, right now is good. You're on track. If you want to stay where you're at, fine. If you want to come with us, we'll bring the assets over, but we're probably not going to make any changes other than, you know, you'll mm-hmm. be working with us and we'll give you, you know, ongoing advice and recommendations, which I think people need to understand that that's always an option as well, Michael.
Yeah. And I think, Doug, that happens, you know, quite often. People will even seek us out and say, hey, you know, I'm listening to you guys on the air. I like what you're saying. I need to go through this and I'm going to bring stuff over that's in great shape, and it's just a matter of I want you to kind of come on now as a partner, if you will,
right?
Okay, and keep an eye and let's work through these cycles and talk about these things, and that's a great point, Doug.
You know what else, Mike, is that people have been calling to talk to us about what we did such a poor job in the past of letting people know that we're doing a better job of now is our specialized financial planning service, where we can help you monitor your 401k at your employer right now. If now's not the right time for you, and that's the largest asset, but you're not getting any help when it comes to, you know, managing it and allocating it and, you know, making appropriate selections for you, is that through our specialized financial planning services, we can do that for you. And, you know, we've had a lot of people call to inquire about that over the last, you know, 2 weeks or so. And that's something that we're going to keep reminding you of as we're going, you know, on and on throughout the entire year, because that's a service that's of extreme value, in my opinion, to a lot of people out here.
And you know, it's in a lot of ways, Doug, I'm going to call it sad, is that for most people, the retirement plan at work is their single largest asset
yep.
or account.
Yep.
And they will not have anybody helping them,
mm-hmm.
anybody working with them, okay? And it is what it is, or my buddy told me I should do this or that. And it's really mind boggling when you think about it. Often they'll seek out attention for other accounts, but when it comes to that account, it's no help.
You know, Mike, I want to talk about that for a couple more minutes when we come back. We got to hop to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit and wrap up the show. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You're hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3└. 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back. And Mike, the show, I feel as though the show's been flying by here today. You know, it's hard. Sometimes we get to the time on the, when we're recording here, and I look up at the, the clock, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, we're almost out of time here. And I like when the show goes like that, because I think that when we're doing that, we're bringing a lot of value to the listener out there. If we're just flying along here, I think we're bringing a lot of value.
Well, I think, Doug, too, the show really, like anything else in life, moves along. I'm going to say we're not really too technical.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
Because I think when it's technical, it's almost like you're writing a manual or reading a manual. Okay, you got that? You need to do this and then proceed to part B. But I think when we're talking about topics and very common sense, very understanding, it really just flows, because it's like you and me sitting here talking about baseball for the next half hour. It just flows. Time goes by.
Right. Mike, I wanted to, before the end of the show here, we started to talk about the 401k circumstance and, the specialized financial planning that we offer for that. And I want to let, the people know out there is that, I had a telephone conversation with somebody who was inquiring about, us doing that. And said, well, just tell me a little bit about the 401k. And they said, well, I just made some changes in the investments. And I said, okay, under what basis did you make the change? And she told me, it was a woman, she told me, well, I looked at what did best last year.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that, but you know what, Mike? That's so common. That is so common with people out there. They do rear view mirror planning. What did best last year? And I'm like, you just completely changed. You don't understand. You completely changed the risk profile of your whole circumstance. Are you comfortable with that? And then, we had a little bit of conversation about that. So who knows?
Yeah. Hopefully for the better, right?
Yeah. I mean, I hope. But that's one of the things that, we try to bring by doing that service, for people is, somebody to talk to, somebody to bounce ideas off of, and review the circumstance with you. So, we want to urge you to take advantage of that. Want to urge you overall to take advantage of the opportunities to have, a complimentary consultation with us. There's no cost or obligation to you. And, we've got offices in Martinsville, Parsippany, Clark, Toms River, and Manasquan. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. Reminder, we're old school guys. We make house calls. We're like the old school doctor. We'll still make a house call. Or if you're nervous and concerned inside of this, world of pandemic that we're in right now, which is certainly understandable, we're set up for virtual or telephone appointments. So whatever is easiest for you is fine with us. We just want to help as many of you as we possibly can make sure that you're, doing the right things for yourself.
Absolutely, Doug.
Yep. And, also I want to remind everybody about our website. Our web address is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. I urge you to go and take a look at it. I think there's a lot of good, valuable information on there for you. There's calculators on there, things that you can, check out. And I think it's, it's worth going and taking a look at. But, I don't know what else to add for this week, Mike. We're kind of running out of time. Anything that you wanted to add?
No, just that we're here, Doug. You need us, pick up a phone, give us a call, and we can help you out, whatever you need.
Folks, do me a favor. Just be proactive, okay? Don't sit back and relax. Make the time to have, a one-hour meeting with us. There's a lot that we can accomplish in an hour. You'd be amazed. In many circumstances, you'll leave that, one-hour meeting with us with, some ideas or some recommendations to help you accomplish your goals or objectives. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed the show. Again, be proactive. We're available for you. If you need us, the telephone number is 855-262-3722. All right, folks, have a great week. We'll be back again next week. Bye-bye, everybody. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.